Hey authors, are you passionate about writing but consistency is a struggle? Welcome back. My name is Daria White, and I'm going to be telling you the number one tip that I have to help boost your productivity when it comes to this area of time management. So subscribe if you have not already, and let's go ahead and get into it because this is something that I say pretty much in almost all of my episodes, and it may sound repetitive at times, but repetition is the mother of learning. And one thing that I have discovered that has helped me with my own personal writing schedule is time pockets. Okay, so comment below if you know what your time pockets are. But if not, I'm going to really tell you why they are important and why it's essential. Because let's face it, if you keep saying there's never enough time to write, there's never enough time to write, as I've said before in previous episodes, your schedule may just be stuck in your head and you have yet to actually map it out on a calendar, whether it's a digital calendar on your phone through an app, or if you're going the traditional way and you're writing it in a calendar by hand. But you need to have these time pockets. And it's simple but effective because when I teach this, a lot of my students are like, oh my gosh, I did not realize I had so many time pockets. I had more than what I realized. I'm telling you, it is an eye-opening experience. So these are just carved out pockets of time where you're able to write. There's no distractions. Hopefully, you're not worried about what you need to be doing for work. There's nothing going on with any other part of your life because this is a pre-scheduled time pocket. Okay. So treat these as sacred appointments. Don't put a time pocket on your calendar and then allow something else to take over. The whole point of this exercise is so that you're prioritizing. We treat the things that are most important to us when we make time for them, right? So if you're here, that lets me know that writing is important to you. It's important to me. And when I was treating writing like a hobby early on, my family really didn't take it seriously. I wasn't taking it seriously. But when I had that mental shift and I was like, wait a minute, I want writing to be a part of my career. I want to take it seriously. So when I made that decision and it became more of a priority, then everybody else around me started taking it seriously. So set these appointments up with yourself and stick to it. Stick to it as you would any other part of your day, whether it's work or whatever other responsibilities you have. So these could be early in the morning, afternoon, late at night, but set a specific start and start time, start and stop. So if you say from noon to 12:30, that's your time pocket. You don't have to do more if you don't want to. You don't have to do less if you don't want to. If all you got is 30 minutes, then make those 30 minutes count. So eliminate the distractions as best as you can. Try to stay focused. I know sometimes that can be a struggle, but just tell yourself, I only have 30 minutes. I only have 30 minutes. I only have 20 minutes. I only have 25 minutes, 15, whatever your time pocket allows. So if you have a busy schedule, don't worry. That's why this is perfect for you because you can fit in those 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Some of you can maybe get up to even an hour. But the point is that you have these time pockets available to you. So I don't care if it's 15 or 10, and some of us could probably make it work in 10, but it's just a small amount of focus time. All you need is that small window. And one of my students actually said that she was like, once I realized I had these small windows, as she called it, she's like, I was able to maximize even more because I wasn't so focused on I need 4 hours a day to write. It became, I can do this in 20 minutes. I can do this in 45 minutes because she was maximizing those small windows. And consistency is the key. Consistency doesn't mean that it's going to be the same result every day. I'm not talking about you have to write 1,000 words every single day. Consistency for you may mean 1,000 words today, 200 words tomorrow, 500 words the next day, 600 words the following day, 2,000 words the next day. What's consistency? You keep showing up. That's the main point. You keep showing up. So this is not only going to help you stay accountable, but also discipline. And by you showing up and you getting in the habit, I think that's why they recommend us as authors to write every day. I personally say that you don't have to, but if you're brand new to this and you want to develop the habit, you may want to write every day. I know I did that starting out, but then once I found my unique writing pace and I found my rhythm, I discovered I didn't have to write every day. It was more like, okay, I know what I'm working with. I know what to expect. I know my writing numbers. I can go ahead and work this according to my schedule. So, definitely, if you want to try this out to see what your rhythm is and get into the groove, then go ahead and try writing every day. But if not, don't feel like you have to. That's where that unnecessary author pressure comes into play. Plus, this is going to help you avoid procrastination because, yeah, it may be like, oh, it's just 30 minutes, but 30 minutes can go by that fast. So don't let that time pocket get away from you. as much as time as it takes you to write your favorite 30-minute sitcom, you can write your word count for the day and then go back to your regular routine. All right. So time pockets are so crucial. And if you like to see an example of this, I actually broke it down even further in my episodes when I was talking about the weekly plan sheet. So check that out here and you'll definitely see a visual. Now, if you're listening to this via podcast, come to the YouTube channel and you'll be able to see more in-depth content on that. But I dive into these time-saving techniques and even more so with writing consistency inside my group, Ambitious Authors and Writers. And this group is for authors like yourself who are short on time. You want to be more productive. You're trying to juggle writing in your business. You're trying to juggle writing with your full-time job. Some of you have kids and you're just trying to fit it all together, right? Well, I help you do that. I help you navigate this path called writing, and I help you find what works best for you. So not only are you getting the accountability and the support, but you're also getting the encouragement, which I think is so crucial for writers. So if you are not a part of Ambitious Authors for Writers, go ahead and click the link below to request to join. Answer a few questions. That way I know what it is that you are challenged the most with when it comes to this area of time management, and I can make content that will help you specifically. I also go live inside of the group. We have fun engagement posts to help us get to know one another, and I would just love to have you join because this is an area that I see is still a common problem. And yes, you can definitely type in on the internet how to save time when writing, how to make a writing schedule. But we need more of it, obviously, because this is still a problem. And I have found personal techniques that have worked for me. I teach it to my students inside my course, No Time Writer, and I'm more than welcome to get you started in this process. So go ahead and request to join Ambitious Authors for Writers. I would love to have you. And again, subscribe if you have not already to podcast, the YouTube channel, but you will definitely see more of me inside Ambitious Authors and Writers, and you can get that camaraderie, that community, and just know that you're not alone in this writing journey. So I hope that that tip helped you for today. It is important, and I do believe that once you have your eyes open with this time pocket experience, your writing will never, ever be the same. So check out those two episodes, why weekly plan sheets are important, and then I also have a follow-up episode that goes into even more depth with my schedule that I use as an example on how you can find your unique time pocket. So, thank you all so much. I appreciate your support. And remember, as always, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So, God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.